Great. Hello, everybody. My name is Irvin Rue Jr. of IrvinRue.com. Now, I'm going to show you some great yoga poses for runners. So these are going to be some excellent yoga postures that we can do for improving our running. Now, let's go ahead and be sure that we're ready. We have enough space where you are to make sure I have things plugged in and ready. So, as you have everything all set up, what you're going to do is we're going to start in our standing position. So, we're going to do some leg stretches first. So, you're going to just move left to the right, and this windmill, just loosen up our body. Okay, we're getting everything loosened up. Okay, so here's what we're going to do next. We're going to go into a nice warrior one pose, which helps to strengthen our legs, ankles, and our back. So what we're going to do is we're going to step apart with our legs. Now, if you mirror my image, I'm going to be giving the cues for you. And for me, it's the opposite, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to turn the right foot 90 degrees. Keep your toes in line with your knee. Keep your arms out to a T as you inhale. In the back, you're out about 4 or 5 feet apart with your legs. Inhale. You're going to exhale. Bend the front leg. So this is the warrior two. But then we're going to go to warrior one by swinging the left arm around so the arms are parallel. Now, you can lift up on the back heel so you're on the ball with your foot. You can lunge into your heel, keep that front knee over your ankle. Continue to move forward, your torso straight up and down. Now raising your arms up high so they're parallel with each other. You're breathing, trying to keep your left heel going back. Try to have your right thigh parallel to the left. Nice inhales and exhales. Then you can lean back just a few degrees as long as it's okay for your lower back. Stretching your abdominal wall and also your hip flexor on your left leg. Breathing in and out. And you can hold these poses anywhere from 30 seconds up to a minute, just depends on how much time you have. We'll be going through a good series of more sequence of these poses, knowing that we'll just go through it once, but you can walk through it 2 to 3 times. Okay? Arms are parallel, hips are forward, your shoulders are facing forward over that right leg. Breathe in and out. Now your back leg can stay straight, but you can go a little bit with that knee if you need to. And you breathe and reach up. And now we're going to inhale. We're going to exhale, lower the arms, turn the body back to center, turn that back foot to the ground, and now straight the front leg. Give the leg a little rest, turn the feet to center. Give the leg a little break for back for standing pose. You can do a little jump up with the screen. Good. Okay, I still haven't figured out my resolution yet. It's a lot better than what it was. But, I can do. Here we go. Now, maybe the other side. So, take the part again. Maybe turn your feet to your left side. Again, the toes point out. Back foot turns out again. Heel goes farther out. Leg flips out in 45 degrees. No more to two. Inhale. We're going to exhale, go over the hips. Don't move your parallel to the ground, back and down and down. That's the warrior two stretch before we go down to this. Lift up your back heel. Okay, good. Keep the heel up. Okay, keep that front knee over your ankle. Bring that right arm around, get ready to be on the back. Move inhale to the next hand, and keep that right heel back, so stretch your hamstrings, you can go lunge forward with your hips. That front knee, your left knee on your ankle. Arms are parallel to your ears, reaching the side of your fingers, continuing to breathe in and out. Okay, here we go. Inhale, come up. Straighten up front leg, drop the back heel to the ground, straighten to the center, and your legs back together. Okay, a little one will loosen up. Now we're going to go over to warrior two. Once again, strengthens our legs, strengthens the shoulders, the arms, and the legs. Okay, so keep your arms out to the feet, so this works. Or tap on your knees and your shoulders. Going out with those legs, check the screen again here. Just want to make sure you're able to see everything here. All right. Now we're going to go to the right side now. Action Warrior 2. So again, turn that right foot, toes open to me. Toes in line up the knee. Back leg, 45 feet apart from legs. Turn that left foot in about 45 degrees. Bring your heels more farther out. Arms out as we inhale. Shoulders back and down. Looking beyond your right hand with your eye gaze with the inhale. And the head coming forward with the hips, lunging into the heel. The back leg straight, pressing into the ground, the outside of your feet. Relaxing with each breath. Keep lunging into the heel. Keep those arms out. Now, if you'd like a little more of a challenge, put some light dumbbells in this again. 1 pound, 2, 3, 4, 5, or up to 10 if you wish, but don't lift your head. Okay, just move forward with those hips if you're breathing. And head down parallel to the ground. And have that right thigh parallel to the ground as well. And then inhale, straighten the leg, exhale, lower the arms, and turn feet to the other direction. And then down once again, the back foot still extends out. That right foot comes in about 45 degrees, or 60 angle, or about 60 as we inhale. We're going to exhale, put a band in the front leg, the bar in front of the fingers, and then back and down, back leg straight and strong, lunge and inhale as you breathe, exhale, and out. So the lungs are there, expanding the ribs, exhaling out of your nose, helping you talk to the bottom of your breath. And turn it forward into that left heel, turning every thigh parallel to the ground, with your back leg remains straight. And this self-conscious is helping you gain increase for the true balance. Okay, we're going to inhale, straighten the leg, exhale, lower the arms, turn our feet to center, and our legs back underneath our hips. Just a little bit of movement right and left. Fantastic. Well done. I hope you're feeling great. Now, please keep in mind, I hope you have some water handy and juice. Drink the water to stay hydrated. With summer here in California, that is drought. You want to make sure you're drinking enough water. You're conscious you're not wasting the water. Okay? So, the more water we drink, it helps to clean out our systems, keep us hydrated, and helps to flush out those toxins. Okay, so our next move we're going to do is our triangle. This is going to help stretch out our hips, stretch out the groin muscles, and work our shoulders, our chest, and neck. Okay, so notice that from your feet and your hips, you can step apart with our legs up for your 3 feet. Okay? So now we're going to turn our right foot 90 degrees. So the toes are in line with that knee once again. Now your left foot, turn that heel out. Since you're mirroring my image, I'm hoping I'm giving you through enough cues to be able to follow along. Okay? So shoulders are back and down. Arms drop to a T as we inhale. Keep your legs straight. Exhale, move over to the right. Bring that arm to the form of your thigh. Reach out with your left foot. And keep that left hip and shoulder back as if you're trying to bring it to a wall that's right behind you. Now, looking up at your thumb, you're more than welcome to put your arm inside of your leg and rest your hand on the yoga block if you have that available. And make sure you do not go too far. You don't want to go low like this, trying to achieve this stretch. You're better off here, trying to bring it back and up to the thumb. So focus on the breath as you inhale your nose. Exhale out of your nose or your mouth. And keep your eyes on the focal point. Hold your stretch or shoulder pose. You always try to bring that mind and muscle connection. Okay, now with a nice strong inhale within the mouth. Exhale over the arms, drop those. Now turn your feet to the left side. Once the toes over, in line with that knee. Leg heel stands out, just within about 45 or 60 degrees, arms out to the T and the inhale. You can exhale, move over to the left. Bring that arm inside of the leg. You can help with the right and slowly come up in our hands. Keep your hips and shoulders coming back on that right side. Try to imagine you're hanging from a string, going through your fingertips into your right hand, through your shoulders, down to your left hand. Now you're also trying to bring your hips back and out your tailbone and out the crown of your head. So there's a lot of things going on when you are doing these yoga practices. Bring that mind and muscle connection. Okay. And these can be great for you to do after you do some running, the more static poses, more dynamic poses before you run. That's a good idea. This is some Pilates exercise, not Pilates on the ground, or standing exercise. Okay, now we're going to inhale, come up, exhale over your arms. Okay, now from here we're going to go with a wide leg forward bend. Keeping your feet pointed forward, toes pointing forward, legs are still straight. Inhale, bring an exhale, hinge from the hips, fold forward. So now this is in a great stretch for your groin and your inner or your thighs. Now, farther out, you can have your legs, that's great. Keep your hips in line with your heels and shoulders. Okay, now you can push your hips back, make sure they stay in line with those heels. Take your arms out front, rocking your shoulders, your head, as if you're turning for your shoulders, head down between your feet. Okay. Now you start to walk your hands out a little bit front, up the tension, then push back against those hands as you drop your shoulders and your hands from your legs to back to the left. And so inhale, exhale. Very good. Now what we're going to do is walk our hands back. Now we're going to go bringing our feet under our hips. The way we do this, we come off our knees. Take the heels in first, then the toes all the way in. Walk those feet in, the heels in, toes in, heels in, toes in. Then you can get your feet below your hips. Keep your back flat as you're just going forward. Okay, your hamstrings are pretty tight. Put a band on your knees, okay? Let your chest rest your thighs and control your ankles. And with each exhale, you're going to lift your hips up, press your thighs back, with your shoulders, your head, and you can close your feet. Try to relax with each breath. Okay, we're going to release our hands. As we do, we're going to inhale back to our spine, one vertebrae up, one top to the other. Slowly come up, tuck the tailbone under, shoulders back and down, and our head to the left. Okay, so our next yoga pose will go into the chair pose. So, feet are in line with our hips. I'll show you two angles of this. So here we're going to reach arms up high as we inhale, then pump straight through the quad. As we now push our hips back into our heels, when you look down, you should be able to see your toes over the knee. Just going straight and strong alongside your ears. Continue your breath. Good. Now, if you'd like to, you can lift your heels up, turn your tiptoes, and drop down just a little bit further. As long as your knees are okay with it. Okay? Back is strong and straight. Not just from the side. This is what it looks like. Here. Moving back with those hips, back and strong and straight, arms are up high, parallel, or in line with your back. So you lift your heels if you want to be there. Okay, let's put inhale, lower the heels, exhale, stand up, it's going to reverse bend. So your hips are pushed forward, your chest is up, your arms are back, moving back. Great, inhale, come up. Exhale, we lower the arms. Nicely done, okay. So now our next stretch is going to be some hip opening stretches, which will be great for your hips after all that running. that you do. Okay? So here we're going to go into a pigeon pose. So the way we're going to start is going to a downward dog. So first let's go to downward dog. It's with the down flat back. Slide the hands down the legs. Bend your knees. Okay. And on the ground, now walk your feet back. Okay, now push them back against your hands as you're that upside down triangle. Turn and force those heels into the ground. Push your shoulders in between those legs. This helps strengthen your arms, your wrists, and your spine, along with your shoulders as you breathe. So that right there is a great stretch right there. You're focusing on your breath, and that's helping your core muscles, which keep your core muscles tight. So now we're going to bring your knees down toward the table. So here we're going to go pigeon pose, and the way we do this, we're going to slide the knee up behind the hand. We want to relieve tension in the hip area, so we now slide our left leg back, okay? So keep your right hip near your hand. Now, if you're okay with this, I'm going to take that back. If you have any pain in your knee, keep the foot where it is, so it's just lower your hip and your torso up. If you're all right with it and have more flexibility or would like to be in the pose, lift up your hip and take that leg over to the left side. Notice that I'm taking that right foot over to the left side. Then I'm sliding my left foot back to drop the hip into the heel, almost to where your right heel would be, where your underwear line would be, or that left hip. Okay, here, push your shoulders back and down, chest back and breathe. Okay, now we're going to move forward, walk the hands out in front, and lower our body, we rest our arms, and fold our arms, let our head get to our hand. We're just simply reaching out front and rest your head off the mat. Knowing that the hips isn't bothering your knees, and simply lift your hips up and take that foot to be stretching under your right hip. And now I'm giving you cues that are correct, you know, correct for me. Not opposite cues, but remember the right knee is up close to the hand, walking your left leg back, you're relaxing with your breath. Okay, now we're walking in back, bring the torso back, shoulders are back, and down. Now, as we're here, we're going to go ahead and lift up our hips, slide that leg back, and slide it back to our table position. Okay, so we're going to mirror the image now. So, if you do this, we're going to bring the left hand behind the hand, pitch up, you're going to take that leg over to the right side, if it's alright for your knee, but remember to keep that foot below your left hip if it bothers your knee. Now we're going to slide the right leg way back there. Pop the foot rested to the ground. Arms are straight and strong. Shoulders are down. I'm going to help you to breathe. We're always trying to listen to your body and breathe into those muscles. You're feeling the stretch. Walk your hands out in front, lower your forearms, hold your arms and lift your head back onto your hand. Or have your arms out front, lift your head back onto the mat. Continue to relax with your breath. Now we're walking your hands back. Torso up. Sit over to the left side. Make it a round. Straighten our right leg out. Front. Our left leg. Okay, so we're just sitting up nice and tall. Now we're going to go to a seated forward bend. Stretching out our hamstrings and our low back. Right here, we're going to return the high to your head out. Pull forward with the flat back as we exhale. Holding your chin. Your ankles are connected behind your knees. Relax and stretch. Now, for those who have
and inner pipe in your upper back, shoulder, move that side to side, near to the shoulder, near to the shoulder.
We then slow the movement down with our head, release our hands, and raise our walk up to walk hands back, back in the vertebrae, shoulders up and down, head up, flat.
Okay, now we're going to rest onto our back, which is going to be a great stretch, nice and gentle stretch, which is going to help stretch out your inner groin, the eyes, your low back, and your back and your spine, but also in the glutes and hamstrings. So, scoot forward. The hands behind the legs to come down. Okay, so now as we're resting here, we're going to reach through our legs and grab onto the arches of our feet with our hands. Keep those knees in close towards the arms or towards the ribs. We're going to lift our feet up and seal it. We're keep forcing those knees into our armpit or shoulder area. Try and press your tailbone into the ground. Breathe in and out. In a happy baby pose. Our feet up. Try to dorsiflex your feet so your toes are towards your knees. Relax with each breath. So now we're going to release. Now bring the bottom of our feet together. You're holding your feet with your hands. So you're holding out your feet. Reach your arms and press your legs forward. As your breath is still on your back, you can feel your clothes are drawn. Continue the breath. Okay, so now we're going to slow that down. Not a little too much. A nice simple stretch for your hamstrings by lifting that leg up. Keep it straight, try to lift your heels. Get your hamstrings on the left leg. Move your foot in circles, don't loosen up the ankle. Then change the back of the foot. Okay, now slow it down, put that foot onto the ground, let's lift up on the right leg, put your hands behind the knee. You're feeling your calf contraction in the knee, and it's a little higher behind your leg. And now you can continue bringing that back and doing a little circle. Going to keep the hand circles one direction. On that. Always keep it 10. Don't change up with your leg, you can change direction of that foot. This is just helping to put the fluid around, just blood circulation in your ankle. You just want that flexibility that you need with your body. Your feet can only go very slow in that down. Now let's just put it on the ground. And so now from here, we're going to go into a boat pose. It basically scrapes your core. It helps you strengthen your hips. Flex your feet up. Okay, so now through here, now you can modify it, folks. So shoulders are back and down, you lean back, push back with your hands. And then you can bend your shoulder, lift your legs up. Chest out, your feet could be pointed or your feet could be flexed. That's up to you. Okay? Now I'm holding behind my knees to help keep me up. If you have any low back problems, just do a pose you may not want to do because of all the pressure it provides on your sacrum or your tailbone. Okay, so now if you'd like to modify it or maybe a little more challenging, you're on your arms parallel where you count to 6 feet, your back is still strong and straight. Just loosen the forearm, breathe into the abdominals, your legs up. Good. Breath, nice inhale. And exhale, bring our legs down. Okay, so now that's a great pose right there to help strengthen your core and strengthen your hip flexors. Now from here we're going to go into a plank. So when we're going to do plank, rest on your forearm. This is centered for you. Okay, so rest onto our forearms. Feel back fixing my shoulder to heal. I just put the abdominal to degree. Draw the navel into your spine. Inhale and exhale. Take your back. You can hold this for 30 seconds or up to a minute. And then try to increase that each week. Maybe increase your time up to, you know, up to 2 minutes if you can, or maybe 5 minutes. Okay, so it'll be great for you to help build up the strength in your core, flatten out the stomach, and help you back out. Now we're going to go into a cobra to stretch out the front of the body. Okay, so we're going to push the body out. Shoulders are back and down, hips stay down, and you're looking up, shoulders are down, hips are staying to the ground, punch your back and breathe. Now, inhale, bring up, do a child pose and stretch out our low back, pushing your hips toward heels, let's turn that on the mat. On the front, relax, and do 12. Okay, getting this left foot table. Yes, now we're going to go up and put a nice 9-angle pose. I'm going to show you how that is. That's where we're going to bring up. Right foot up to your hand. Now, from here to here in my image, you're going to put your left foot, okay? But you're able to see what I'm doing here. So now, keep your other leg, back leg up, turn your foot to the ground. Now, lift up your, I'm lifting my left hip and shoulders, looking up that hip up in the sky. Look, your face to me is your right hip and shoulder, okay? Make sure you keep the same fix over your foot, and that means in line with your hips. Get your arms beside your legs, or rest in your palm on your thigh. Now your top arm, raise it up as you inhale, and exhale, take it out long. Create a straight line as you move under the arm toward the hand. Create a straight line to your left hand, to left hip, to left foot, or moving your right hand, right hip, left foot. Okay? As long as you keep the hips moving forward and looking up the hand to breathe. So here's a great balancing pose for you. Okay, you're balancing, you can even rest your arm inside of your leg. Keeping your breath. Okay, so we're going to inhale, come up. Now this is that warrior two we did before. Straighten that front leg, turn her feet the other direction. Back leg straight and strong. Now the knee over the ankle, lean over to the right, rest that arm inside your leg. Looking up at your top arm, that left hand is facing me, this is what it would be for you. Put your forearms to stay on your thigh. Take that arm out long. Look under your arm and towards your hand. Try to keep the leg straight. Always focusing on that breath and balancing eyes onto a focal point. Let me keep that balance as you concentrate and focus. Okay? Put your arms inside your leg. Okay, we're going to come up. Warrior two. Exhale, lower the arms. Straighten the legs. Now bring our legs under. Okay, so now I've got a couple more poses for you to do. I'm going to work into a nice camel pose, and then we're going to go into the bridge. So first, for camel, come down to our knees. Knees are in line with our hips. So a modified camel is here. Hands are at your low back, fingers down. If you have any problems with your lower back, looking forward. Shoulders back as we inhale. And so we get forward, drop our shoulders and head back. Be sure to breathe. A nice modified version of this camel pose. Just help stretch out the muscles in the front of the body, back, arms, hips. And then we're going to check. Roll the shoulders forward and then come up. Okay, so now the other modification. Now, from there, you do that one again. Okay? So knowing that all these yoga poses you can do at least 2 or 3 times helps us with your sequence. So the full variation of the camel pose is what we're going to first come down. You keep in mind, this is a little more advanced, okay? But harder on your low back. If it's hard on your back, if you have any lower back, if you have any lower back problems, go back to that first variation of your hip. Okay, so here's camel pose. This helps stretch out the entire front of the body. So here's the inhale. Exhale, lift the hips, drop the shoulders back and down, holding the heels. Forward, breathe, lifting your chest. Abdominals being pressed forward as your hips are going forward. Exhale, release. Lift up the head, roll the shoulders, drop the head down. Bring your knees back under your hips. Now let's come down. Hold the vertebrae, time to a child's pose. Help unload the lower back. Chin and chest, come down. Slowly bring it down. Adjust our head right onto the mat. Let our shoulders relax into the ground. Melt as you relax with your breath. Breath. Slow down your heart rate. And lift your heels. Hold on to your heels and lift our hips up as you rest on top of your head. Okay. Good job. And breath. Yes. And down. And rolling the hips down. Rolling up to the spine. Shoulders back down. And the head to your flat. Great blood circulation going on in the body, helping the mind at the same time. So now we're going to move our legs around the front, stick to the left, with the legs around the front, scoot forward, resting onto our back, so we're going to bring it down one vertebrae at a time, our shoulders and head rest. Now we're going to go into a bridge pose, so feet stay planted as you're bent. Inhale. Let's begin to exhale, feel the hips up, spine up off the ground, hands up high, bring your hands beneath your butt, or your low back, or over the ground, or you can interlace your fingers. Bring one arm and shoulder under, and one arm and shoulder under. As you press through the ground with your arms, remove the line with your hips, focusing on your breathing. If you'd like to take it to the next step, you can even lift your heels up and lift your toes. You want to release your hand, take your arms and shoulders off and let you go on one vertebrae and let you bring it down. Great, you need to bring our knees into our chest. Twist these legs into a circle. The side, push into the ground with the top hand to bring your spine up evenly. Get coming up on your knees, and you're going to go ahead and start to stand next. So, bring it up. Okay, so now here we're going to start to work on the balancing poses. So, these are going to help strengthen your legs, strengthen your feet, and your ankles. Also, this will help to improve your focus and your concentration. So many benefits start to happen. And different modifications for this first thing. This is tree. Knowing that if you have a wall close to you or a chair or something to hold onto the table, you're welcome to do that. Now, as you mirror my image, put your left heel to your ankle, keep the knee open, as if there's a wall right back there, you're trying to bring that left knee to the wall. Palms in front of your chest would be one option. Right in front of your heart, sit down. Shoulders are back and down. Okay? So you can even have your arms out to a T, holding that chair or wall, or your arms should be up. So, if you'd like to take it to a different level, slide that foot up the side of your leg. If you bring that leg back. So that means your line is your right hip. Okay, so your palms are in front of you, or arms to the feet, or your arms to the up. Breathe in and out. Your eyes focus on something. Okay. Bringing that leg back, you feel it stretch in your groin and to the inner left side. And then we reach our hands and roll that leg back down, shaking up the right leg, shaking up your left. Okay, so now our next one is going to work on other side from your image, your heel to your ankle, or the foot inside of your leg, bringing that knee back onto the opposite knee, focusing on something as you root breathe. You feel your inner hands in front of you, you should do that as well. You're doing really well. So your body will thank you for all of these moves and exercises that you've taken through or yoga poses from the arms to the chest. Okay, so you're both the same. You bring that leg back. Nice job. There you go. Your balance will improve. If you're shaking a lot, falling, stretching to the ankle, and you'll start to improve and get better and better with it the more we practice. Then we release your hands and lower the leg. Shake out the left leg, shake out the right leg. Okay, so now our next one's going to be a warrior three pose. This is great for the balance. It's going to be great for strengthening our ankles, our legs, our shoulders, our back, and our core. So, what we're going to do is a warrior three. You're going to do left foot on the ground. Then you can turn your hip flat back, your back toes to the ground. Easiest variation, okay? So we're trying to have a back parallel to the ground. Arms should be at your side, or flying out like a bird in your feet. Or you can have your arms in front. That's a little more pressure to your back. Do that in mind. If your leg is up, you can do that as well. Try to keep your leg straight, flex the foot, back flat. Crown your head in line with your spine, and your grounded leg straight. Then your arms should be right at your side. Reach your arms out in front. And then your breath. Keep your eyes focused on the something. Okay. Then inhale, come up. Lower that right leg. Shake out your left. Shake out your right. Warming that up. Now we're going to do the other side. So right foot stays in. Get your left leg back. We're going to forward from the hip. Arms here or out to a T. Keep your eyes focused on something down below. Remember, have the head in line with your spine. Or you can lift your left leg up. Keep that leg straight, flex your foot. Breathe in and out. Okay, so if you're holding here, you're going to keep that leg nice and straight. Foot flexed, rounded leg is straight. Arms to the right at your side. Your core engaged, back to the abdominal muscles, or your arms to reach out in front. Okay, with a nice big inhale, lift them up. Exhale, lower the leg and shake out the grounded leg, shake out the other leg. Okay, so now our next, the final pose that we'll do will be a nice dancer pose. This is going to be great for our thighs, great for the hip flexors, great for the groin and the core. Working your shoulders as well. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go back to where we were. Left foot staying down. Now, let's go ahead and take that right hand, going back, grab the inside of your foot. Keep that knee in line with your hip. Now, your leg will go back, trying to look up. You need to hold on to a wall. You can do that, okay? So just simply balance and put your hands in balance. Or you can raise your left arm up. Now, if you'd like to take it a little further and challenge your body even more, concentrate if you're looking at something and move down to the hip and lift that right leg up high as you can. Continue to breathe, keep your left leg straight.
Concentrate on your toes and focus on the breath. You're going to go ahead and release, get down the bump. Lower that leg down, lower the left arm down. Your other legs, your other arms. Get up near the end of the count. Right foot stays down. Now let's take your left hand back to grab on the inside of your foot, right arm up with your hand. Hold your shoulders on your hips, or if you take your stay up and hold your belly, so hold that chair. If you want to breathe, just keep your leg as high as you can. Close your hands, take a breath. Eyes on the ground, focus on. Great, so let's stretch your right leg and the back of it, muscle on your left thigh. Then we're going to inhale, come up, exhale, lower the arm and lower that leg. Kick out our leg a little bit. Okay, so it's going to be some windmills right and left. Very good. Well, I hope those were some great yoga poses for the runners, not just runners, it could be any sporting any activity you like to do. It'll help loosen you up. Or that sport helps reduce any chance of injuries. Yeah, you can also find me at my website, urbanroo.com, and you can also go to iTunes for a podcast and go look up Urban Roo, Mind, Body, and Soul. I look forward to helping you out some more, so please do leave some comments and review at the iTunes store if you're there looking for the podcast. I'd love to hear your feedback, and also at my website and my YouTube channel as well. Would love to hear from you, love to hear some engagement, and look forward to helping more of you. So let's just get fit, get moving, be happy, and be healthy. And we'll talk to you soon, everybody. Have a great day, everybody.